This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, good morning to you on this Monday morning, 94 WIP. So rain is not in the air, but it's in the forecast. About 5 o'clock today. Let's hope this Phillies game gets in. I'm filled up. I've got the uniform in, on.
You are especially fillied up.
You can watch this on YouTube. You can see how ridiculous I look.
It's not ridiculous.
Or exceptional.
Man.
Thank you, John.
Well, it's not exceptional either.
That's right. And by the way, the belly shows extra when I wear the uniform. Because I can't.
You think so?
Well, there's no hiding it. Because you're used to seeing a svelte.
Are you usually thinking about
player.
Hiding the belly?
No, but I just noticed in the past that it has looked particularly bad when I wear this. Because, you know, we know what it's like to look at an athlete, and then you see me.
Well,
and so, you know, I'm a little self-conscious about that.
Really?
A little bit. But I'm getting my walks in, John. Get my walks in.
Okay.
I got to do more than that, though. I admit I got to do more. By the way, I was thinking over the weekend, maybe I should wear the uniform just to mock Fritz. Like, wear this while I play basketball against him and beat him.
Yeah, good
or
luck.
Or tennis. Like, could you imagine? I mean, I think I've got, you know, movement capabilities with this thing.
Well, you're supposed to. It is an athletic uniform. You should be able to move.
Yeah, but it doesn't feel like the ideal.
The problem
jump
is
shot
not the
thing.
Uniform. The problem is you, the athlete.
I got this, man.
Will you
this.
Shoot the with the gloves on?
Will I shoot with the gloves on? That I would not, though. Okay. But maybe for golf.
Oh,
we're a glove or two for golf. All right, 215-592-9494. All jokes aside, check us out on YouTube. Our show's on YouTube right now. And we'll be, other than Fridays when we're at Borgata, Monday through Thursday, every day, you can see us live on YouTube, which means you can look at how ridiculous I look.
Did you fix the belt?
I got a new one. I didn't buy it. I got
you
a new one about 2 years ago.
The belt?
Well, because it was mangled.
I know.
Yeah.
What happened to that belt? It looked like the dog who ran the bases for you ate the belt.
You know why, John? Because my waistline was increasing and it burst the belt.
Are you serious?
I don't know why it got bad, but it got bad. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. We'll get to this Yankees thing in a moment.
Holy cow.
I mean, somehow it fell apart, so I don't know
it
what
did.
Happened. I know.
I think it's possible that your waistline actually did explode the belt.
I know.
So that's a bad sign.
I know.
Okay.
I don't know what else, you know.
Well, you know, like you are starting to exercise and do all that, so it's
did
a
you
great
exercise over the
step.
Weekend? Walk,
just the walks. But I'm picking up my pace and my frequency.
Oh,
just,
good.
Wait,
yeah.
Hold on. Just
really
the
walking
walks.
Hard.
So it sounds like you really didn't do
the workout. All right, let's go to the phones. Ron and Monka. Ron, good morning.
Hammer.
Ron.
What, did you get, what are you, a fatso now? What happened?
No, but it's you know, increasing.
I don't think fatso is appropriate, Ron.
That's a little rude.
Fatso is not a word we throw around.
It's a little rude these days, man.
Yeah.
You don't use that word in 2025.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Well, I can take it.
You can't say fatso.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, Ron. What?
He can't say fatso. Okay.
I don't think.
Okay, so this is for you, John.
Yeah.
First series, two major players out. on the DL. I told you they're going to get hurt.
Well, they're not on the IL, for what it's worth.
They were out for the series, right?
Yeah, they missed a couple games. I mean, Real Muto missed one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you. Did you see that thing yesterday they called a lineup?
Mm-hmm. You talking about the Sixers or the Phillies?
Oh, my God. Come on.
Listen, Ron, two guys got hurt. I mean, I know. And then Sosa got a little banged up. It's not the end. It's not. Well, do you blame them? Do you blame JT for fouling a ball off his foot? That's what it was, right? A foul ball off his foot?
My point is. They're hurt. They're not available.
Correct.
I don't want to talk about all that other crap. If you're not available, you're not available. Okay? They need to be available. Okay, and the fan base.
Yeah, Ron.
Sounds like you're being a little irascible here.
You're being
he hits the ball off his foot.
I'm not.
You know what? Here's what you're being. Hold on, I gotta find it. Where is he? From the Shawshank. God darn it! My board's got too many pieces of audio now. I can't. Okay. The obtuse thing. You're being obtuse. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Can you be so obtuse?
Here's my thing, okay?
What?
First of all, there's two horses in life. There's two, okay? There's the horse that responds to sugar and the horse that responds to the whip, okay? It's time to take the whip out on this team.
Is that true?
Yes, it's true.
Listen, Ron, after the first minute of your call, I tend to doubt anything you say thereafter. Ron, give me an answer. What's a phrase... we're a title. It's got a body part in it.
Achilles heel.
Yeah, that's a good answer. Yeah, actually, God, I hate when Heat comes up with something good at the end of a bad call.
That was a very sensible and strong answer right there.
Because I wanted to say, don't let the door hit your ass or whatever that thing is on the way out. What's that thing? Don't let the door hit you on the
where
ass.
The good Lord split you. Yeah.
Well, that's a whole nother one, but that doesn't have
guys,
body part.
You're taking
title.
Some good ones. That would have been a votable answer.
I know.
Right there.
I'm just saying, Ron.
That one.
That was a bad call by Ron. All right, Yankees. Wow. Yankees. Seltzer. Can you please detail for everyone listening, some of whom know what you're about to say, some of whom don't, this torpedo bat thing and the potential problem for Major League Baseball?
Yeah, so I'm shocked this hasn't happened yet. You know, it's one of those things where when it happens, you're like, wait, why didn't other people think of this sooner? Mm-hmm. So the Yankees have an MIT physicist on staff, and he had the thought, why don't we take some of the wood that's at the top of the bat where players don't really hit it very often, and when they do, they just, you know, they don't make good contact anyway, and move it to the sweet spot of the bat. Like, they obviously did the analysis to see the area where players hit the ball the most and where the barrels are, so to speak.
And let me just jump in and say one thing. They noticed that Volpe, one of their young players, hit the ball typically right below the barrel. So the barrel's where you want to hit it, but there's an area below the barrel typically that's more narrow, and that's where he frequently was hitting it. A little bit more of a guy that would get jammed. And that's where he was hitting it, but it wasn't barreled up.
Correct. So now they have essentially created more barrel space for where players usually hit the ball with the bat, and the results have been pretty amazing.
And
I mean, they scored 20 runs on Saturday, 12 yesterday. I mean, they're hitting bombs everywhere.
And the bat is legal. See, that's the problem, John. The problem is this bat actually, because there are actual rules for a baseball bat in the major leagues. And the bat complies with the rules.
So are they going to have to go and...
They might have to change the rules
to outlaw the bat?
And can they do that...
tush-push-ask?
It is tush-push-ask. And can they do that during a season?
And if not, the Phillies should go and order them immediately.
If not, everyone will.
Yeah.
Guys, the Yankees hit 15 home runs in three games.
It was insane.
He had 15 home runs in three games. As Kevin Stocker said yesterday, it was interesting. Late in that game, when the game was obviously drifting away from the Phils, Stocker and Fransky were going back and forth the last three innings, just talking about it a lot. And I thought Stocker had a pretty good analogy. He said the bat, because people are calling it a torpedo bat, what he said is it reminds him of a bowling ball pin. It does kind of look like that. And so you have an extra section that's thicker, and a lot of players hit it there. And he also gave the analogy, and I thought this is another good analogy, Helen Goff, if you like to golf, you know, sometimes people will get fit at clubs, and that's a wise thing to do, because a golf pro can fit the clubs to how you swing. So, you know, they can change the angle of things based on the way you come down when you strike the ball. And so, you know, this Yankee smart guy figured out, well, our players hit the ball in a certain spot. Let's put more wood in that spot. But, I mean, John, like, it does create a hell of a problem for baseball if it's legal. And I don't know if you're allowed to change the rule in the middle of the year. And the year just started. I don't know.
I don't know how much wood you can add to that spot. Like, eventually.
Well, that's why they had to take wood away from another part of the bat. Like, I think you have to keep the same amount of wood.
Weight.
Exactly. Yeah. So.
That's what's
because you never hit the ball. You never hit the, I mean, one out of 1,000 times, you hit it off the very, 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 one out of 1,000,000 times off the very, very, very end of the bat.
And even when you do,
never hit
you're never, your best chance is a squibber where you beat it out. Like,
or
that's
a
best
foul
case.
Ball anyway.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying best case scenario. You're likely not going to get a hit is the point.
So I don't know what the solution is, but it is ironic on a day we're talking about the tush push and the fact that that could go, because I'm sure a lot of people listening right now say, get it out. And not just because the Yankees have it, because even if the Phillies get it and all 30 teams get it, I mean, that's not going to be fun. And it's going to destroy the record book and stuff. So, I don't know. We'll take your reaction. I mean, it's a developing story. Part of me is surprised the Yankees didn't wait until the postseason, John, to be honest. Because if they had sprung it during the postseason, that would have caused a whole nother matter.
Oh, wow.
Anyway,
right.
Think about that. All right, 215-592-9494. Your reaction to all this, including the Phil's first series down there in D.C. in the home opener today. Joe DeCameron, John Rich, it's 94 WIP.